Subject was apprehended on a single occupancy escape craft. Appears female. Black fur. Long ears. Minimal clothing. Bloodstained. Subject is suspected in deaths of the crew of the exploration vessel Osprey, a caravel class out of Tharsis. Subject has been confined to Medical Bay. Appears compliant. She is awaiting visit from processing agent for statement recording.
What happened on the Osprey? It's something of a long story, I must admit. Where shall I begin? Well, they picked me up after my own ship failed. Small. Engine gave out and I used my distress beacon. I was lucky they found me. Of course, they ran some tests when I arrived on board to be sure I'm not carrying any pathogens. Your people ran the same tests. Now it's just you and me, of course. You must know I'm safe to share air with. My kind are rare, so you perhaps know little of us. I come from a planet many light years from here. I doubt your charts even register it. We are few territorial creatures outside of mating season. I have been told by humans on the outer reaches of your expansion that I resemble something from your world. A rabbit. They called me Bunny on the Osprey. That was my name. My true name they could not pronounce, but I learned language quickly. I learned yours several years ago. Bunny was fine. They showed me images, a creature with teeth, large frontal fangs. I have less obvious ones. Would you like to see? No? Of course. I shall continue. They gave me clothing as per your custom to cover yourselves. Though my black fur keeps me warm and I have no reason to feel shame in my body. My eyes, they said, were dark pools. Black as the night. I wondered what night was. It has been many years since I was on a planetary surface with such an atmosphere. I have been moving from ship to ship for so long. How lucky now I find myself in a Terran colony. Safe now. I shall continue. They all asked to touch my ears at some point or another. Do you find that odd? I did, but I acquiesced, of course. They rescued me. Long ears, furry, standing atop my head. I suppose they are quite different to yours. I am getting sidetracked. Allow me to focus your attention on the issues that present themselves on board. The Osprey had a crew of 6, 5 males, 1 female. Each of them fell victim to something that appears common among their species. They became infatuated with me. It began with the ship's doctor, who examined me thoroughly. He told me he needed to give me a full physical. I agreed. I wanted to be sure I was unharmed by several incidents prior. He began to touch me, to move his hands over my fur, checking me for any signs of damage. As he did, I found myself relaxing into his touch. His warm hands were quite relaxing, like a massage. You can imagine that, I'm sure. The softness of someone's hands on your body, helping you to relax, to calm yourself. I couldn't help it. I was tired, and he was gentle, kind, considerate. He moved a hand up my left leg over the calf onto a fluffy, soft thigh, and he lingered there, squeezing. I wondered if it was part of the examination, but I didn't question his expertise. I simply let him enjoy the feeling of my body. I could tell he was becoming aroused. Human men can't hide that easily. It's normal around me. My species have a particularly enticing appearance for humans, and the soft fur that coats us is naturally appealing. He was losing himself in me, but I was rather too relaxed to argue. I let him touch me more, let him caress my other leg, let him gently squeeze my thigh again. He started moving to the inner thighs then, so I squeezed my legs together, trapping his hand. He looked up with a little surprised expression. I bit my lip with my buck teeth, told him to keep going. I was just feeling shy. But I wasn't. I was getting aroused. I wondered if he could tell as he moved his hand then to my stomach and prodded a little, keeping up the facade of professionalism. He could feel the tautness of me, like a spring coiled up, ready to burst into action, to fling him to the floor and bounce, as bunnies do, on his willing and eager cock. But I stayed still. I did not want to cause trouble. Not for my rescuers. So I allowed him to move up to the soft swell of my small breasts. They're not really the massive things that humans fetishize, but a handful, certainly. He enjoyed that, mumbled something about that being an important thing to check. I watched him zone out then, his eyes glazed over. One of his hands was actively trying not to touch his cock. He wanted me badly, and I knew it. I played innocent. I asked if he found anything to worry about, encouraged him to keep checking. Not because I wanted to seduce him, no. Just because his touch was so calming, so relaxing. So wonderfully warm. Oh, it's warm in here, isn't it? He pinched my nipple at one point. I gasped loudly. I liked it. I confess, a man hurting me just a little. It's arousing. The pain triggers the same thing as pleasure does. I didn't want him to try to take charge, but I might have welcomed the attempt. He didn't have that in him, though. He flushed red after the gasp, pulled his hand away. Coughed, awkward, and I grabbed his wrist and pulled it back to my body. Don't stop, I told him. Touch me. It's okay, it's safe, it's just us. You can relax when it's just you and me. You don't need to fight those urges. In fact, it feels better if you let them win. And he did. Soon his hands were all over me. I lay back on the medical bed and he climbed on top of me. I let him stroke my fur from my legs to my neck. He tried to kiss me and I pushed him back, let him nibble on my shoulder instead. And then I wrapped my legs around him, pulled him closer, whispered in his ear, "You love me." And he did. In that moment he was madly in love with me. People fall for me so quickly, you see. I'm unique. A bunny. Such a silly thing for your world. A costume human women are to act, what's the word? Slutty. I'm not that. I'm something else. And he knew. He could feel it. He could feel my body rubbing against him, his cock still in his scrubs, bursting to get free. But I didn't allow that. I let him dry hump my thighs instead. I let him crave more. And I kept talking to him, gently, just coaxing him to enjoy himself. You humans are always so restrained. I feel no such thing. I told him to let go of his fear, let go of his shame, embrace only his desire, his need, his animal cravings. I suppose when humans see me, that's what they see. An animal. And I am, to a degree, more in tune with my body than you might be. But you could be. You could fall into the same state the doctor did. He was lost with his hands all over me. Squeezing my tits, kissing them, tasting me as he bucked and humped and tried to find his way to the place between my legs, and I kept stopping him from pulling down the scrubs. "You love me," I told him. "You need me." He did. He needed me very, very deeply. And his cock was so hard, it was full and thick, engorged with a bloodlust for sex, primal and growling. He lost something in that exchange, some part of his humanity. And he roared, he bellowed. The medical bay was reasonably soundproofed, I'm sure, because he was no longer quiet. No longer shy. He called to the heavens his love. He didn't even know my real name. Just said, "I love you, buddy." But he didn't care. He wanted me more than he had ever wanted anything. He was lost in a trance of pure pleasure. I squeezed my thighs tighter around him, and finally, slowly and sweetly, kissed him on the lips. "You love me," I said. He came in his scrubs, leaving a damp patch all over them, and collapsed on top of me, and I let him lay there in his own mess for a moment, before I got up from beneath him and asked if he had finished his examination. He took a while to reply, finally telling me I was in good health, and I left the medical bay, listening to him mumble something about needing me again. I wonder, should I have been concerned at that point? Should I have realized the crew would be so strange toward me? Do you think so? The doctor was only the first one to do something like that, but that took a little while. I spent a night quietly reading in a private cabin they allowed me to use. They ate with me as a group. The doctor stared constantly. I wore the clothing they gave me, a yellow jumpsuit covering black fur. I put it on and unzipped to show a little cleavage, because my fur does need to breathe. That caused the other five to notice. They didn't when I was fully nude. Isn't that odd? But they glanced away, unlike the doctor. He was rather smitten. And the meal was the usual reconstituted stuff, meat and vegetables. I ate and went to my cabin. I had one visitor, the doctor. He said he wanted to talk. I told him to go to bed. He obeyed. And then I slept and dreamt of my distant home. The soft, warm bed was so cozy, so relaxing. It made me feel rather tired, my eyes heavy, my body heavier. I sank into it. Can you imagine? I slept so deeply. The universe drifted past and I forgot to think about it, because it stopped mattering. The only thing that mattered. Well, never mind. Just let me continue this, okay? Let me get it all out. The next day was largely uneventful until I decided to go to the small gym aboard the ship. I lifted some weights and the engineer came in. He looked at me like I was some sort of anomaly. He asked how I could lift such weight. Of course, I am stronger than a human, but I suppose he was not to know. Tighter, denser muscles from a planet with heavier gravity. I can pick up a weight a human would struggle with easily. It doesn't show, really. Some definition in the arms and legs and at the stomach. That's all. Hidden under fur. He stared and I walked to him, carefully pacing the weight down. And I looked down on him. He was short, but in good shape for a human. Attractive, Dale's stubble and glasses. I liked him. And he was eye level with my cleavage. I asked if he would mind if I took the jumpsuit off. It was hot. I was sweating. He stammered a no. I slowly unzipped a little, asking him to watch. I was aroused. The incident with the doctor had ignited my sex drive, and he was cuter than the doctor. So I had him watch the zip go down, then back up. He was transfixed as I repeated the pattern and began to speak softly to him. Just watch, just stare. He did. He was falling under a spell, just looking at that zip going up and down. Showing more of my soft breasts, the space between them, the curve beneath them. He was captivated. I watched as his expression changed from one of excitement to total emptiness, as if my zipper was stealing his mind, reaching into his head and corrupting his thoughts, until all he could think of were my breasts. And he wanted them. Just like the doctor, I could see his cock growing hard. His stiffening member made me excited. I needed some relief, some pleasure. So he put a hand gently on his shoulder and told him to kneel, and told him to tell me how he felt. And he told me. He said he wanted me. He said he needed me. He told me he loved me. And he mumbled it into my vulva as soon as I pressed his face to it. He licked and said, "I love you," in between. He was sloppy. He had no idea what to do, really. So I had to guide him. I moved his head, told him to change pace, to slow down, to show me his love. And then I let him take his cock in his hand as he pleasured me finally in a way I liked. He stroked it on his knees in front of me, and I felt good. But he couldn't make me orgasm. He simply wasn't good enough. He was the kind of man who thought he could be dominant, and he was anything but. He was a whimpering, lovesick fool on the floor at my feet. And I wanted more. I needed more. So I fingered myself out of my clit as he pushed his tongue into me and explored in the way only a useless fool can. I finally just let him watch me do what I needed to as he stroked. I let him smell the scent coming from me, the power of it. The doctor had liked that scent too. I took a finger and had him lick it clean, suckle on it like a teat. And he was so eager, so aroused. He knelt there repeating, "I love you, I love you," as he grew more desperate to orgasm. I wondered why he hadn't yet. I brought myself to orgasm as he watched and had him lick me up again. I looked down, wondering what would send him over the edge. And then he asked permission. I thought it was a little funny. As if he wouldn't just give in to his needs. Why would he stop that? I suppose he needed someone to take charge. I suppose he thought I would? So I told him to stop. I left him frustrated, and I left the gym feeling satisfied. Do you think I was cruel? He seemed to enjoy it, but after he looked at me differently, with a hunger, as if there was something he simply needed, desperately. I almost feel bad for him. He thought he was something he simply was not. He hid behind some assumed manner he felt he should portray. He never knew the fulfillment of being himself. Too late now, I suppose. For all of them. But I'm getting ahead of myself. You want to know what happened? You want to know the next interaction I had? You seem excited for it. Strange. I'll go on. The navigator came next. He came to my cabin in the evening. I was trying to relieve some tension when he walked in. The tension of not getting what I truly needed. And he caught me. I pretended to be shy. I knew that's what human culture expected. I did not feel shy. Pleasuring oneself is normal, after all. But I covered myself in bed sheets then. I let him just see my face, my eyes, my ears. He looked at my ears a lot. They're quite different to human anatomy. He seemed enamored with them. I noticed this sometimes with humans. They see the ears move, bounce as I talk, as I dance or run or fuck. And they get transfixed, like they're mesmerizing. Perhaps they are. He stared, of course he did. He didn't know where to look once I was covered in a thin white sheet, held just above my chest. So he looked at the ears, and I flapped them forward and back a little, just to make him watch. I opened my eyes wide, dumb bunny, safe bunny, innocent and sweet, and he felt himself move forward, sit on the end of my bunk. I didn't mind, I wanted him to come closer. I wanted him to be there, because I wanted him. I'm blessed, cursed, not sure. Well, a sex drive that's insatiable. My kind are like that. We simply fuck, like bunnies. And I think he expected that. He was more forceful than the engineer or the doctor, less secretly submissive. I suppose if you're a navigator, you know just where you're going. He didn't speak, just moved his hand slowly at my leg, peeling back the sheet. He stared at my ears the entire time as I felt his hand move between my legs. He knew how to touch me. He was slow, teasing, gentle. But his eyes were wild, filled with passion and hunger. I wondered where it came from. He barely spoke to me before, just looked. But soon he was touching me and I was whimpering with need, just aching for it. He couldn't stop looking at my ears. His cock was hard. I wanted it. I wanted to taste it. The carrot of a thing. So I told him to strip, but he obliged with a smile. It was the only time he looked away from my ears. He climbed on top of me and I felt him push his way inside, not hard, just slowly, moving gently, letting my wetness lick in his member. And he was there and he was moving, thrusting slowly. And I was so disappointed. He was small. Not that there's any real problem with that, but he was small and didn't know it. Do you understand? He fucked like a man with something more impressive. Well, that isn't how to do it when you're ill-equipped. He should have pulled up my legs, placed my ankles on his shoulder and fucked me. But he didn't. He lay on top and stared at my ears, moving with the rhythm of his incessant thrusting. And he got slower and slower. And I asked him, "What's wrong, baby?" And he grunted a reply, not words, just grunted. He was staring at my ears, couldn't make eye contact. And I said, "Sweetie, do you want some guidance?" And he grunted again, his face contorted with arousal. I was so let down. I needed to be fucked, you understand? I needed to feel him really pump his cock in there. And there he was, slowly flapping at my entrance like he was awaiting permission to come inside. So I said that to him. I said, come inside. And he did. But not how I wanted. He just spread it inside me and went limp. Pathetic. And I looked at him and he stared at my ears and he said, bunny. And I said, what? Bunny. He said, I love you, bunny. And I laughed. I couldn't help it. I giggled. I was the one playing dumb, so we'd at least show a little effort and power. But he ended up so lost and captivated by my silly little ears that he came about a minute into getting on top of me and feeling my pussy. I told him to just leave. He looked sad, my ears were still his focus. His limp cock was dripping cum. I looked at it and lusted for one that could actually satisfy me. Silly man. As he left, he told me sorry and he told me he loved me. You see, the crew came to me. I didn't do anything. I can't help my sexual needs, but I didn't ask these humans to come find me. I didn't tell the security officer to join me in the showers. I needed to clean up, of course, after that little incident. So I went to the communal shower room. They had already seen me nude, of course. I hardly minded sharing. I wanted to feel some warm water over my first, so I let it drizzle all over me. Washed my ears, pulling them down over my shoulders, letting them lop behind. And then I heard footsteps and a zip, and clothes being shed, and then he was under the shower next to mine. There's nothing in between, no sheet of glass or metal blocking our view. So I saw him take a long, hard look at my butt. He stared, openly. Of course he did, it's a nice butt you see. Toned, strong, muscles tight. It bounces just a little when I move. It's furry and soft, and there's a little white cotton tail sitting at the base of my back, just above it. And then I saw him stare, and I couldn't help myself. I gave it a little jiggle, and he stared. So I have another bigger shake. And I looked back, and I saw his cock twitch. It moved up just a little and started to get harder. I watched it swell as I started to move my hips back and forth. I even said, go ahead, watch me. And I moved forward so the water poured down my back and off the bottom of each cheek. I leaned forward against the wall and shook my ass from side to side. He couldn't stop watching me. I didn't want him to. So much frustration. I wondered if he could give me what I needed. I wondered if he could fuck like a bunny. His cock was rock hard, his eyes locked in my ass at that point. I kept moving, lifting and lowering each hip in rhythm. The sound of the shower water falling and the hiss of steam filled the room, and I could barely hear his whispers. Love that ass, he said, and I said, touch it. And he did, no hesitation. He placed a hand on one cheek and squeezed roughly, and I let out a moan of need. I needed more. I needed to do what my body tells me because that's how I'm wired. That's how we're all wired, all the bunnies like me. Of course, he wanted more too. He moved behind me and I looked back to see him eyeing my ass like a prize, something to be conquered. And he swung his hand and spanked me, and I yelped and jumped, and my butt jiggled, and he did it again. It felt good. It felt raw and naughty and bad and sexy. Finally, I was getting what I wanted. I shook my ass again. Stare at it, baby, I said. He said yes, bunny, like I had given him the most important command of his life. Stare and enjoy it. Yes, bunny, he replied. He was lost in my flesh, lost in my fur. His hands started rubbing it, moving up and down, squeezing, teasing. I let my legs slide apart, waited for him to do more, to take me, to make me scream in the shower. To fuck my brains out. But all he did was massage my ass. He couldn't help himself. He couldn't stop himself. He was completely mindless for it. You can do more if you want, I said. Yes, bunny, he replied, and knelt down. He started kissing it, planting soft, delicate kisses all over my ass. Love your ass, bunny, he said, I was so annoyed. I thought I'd get a good hard fucking, and all I got was some kissing. So I thrust my butt into his face and shook it. And he just let me. He just stayed there like an idiot. Like a moron. So I moved forward again and let the water cascade over my body. And he stared. He watched as I moved back and forth slower, as I hypnotized him. I thought maybe I could get what I wanted then. Take control, baby, I told him. Show me how good you can be. And he kissed my ass again. I love you, bunny. Love your ass. That was all he could say. Me, there for the taking. Me, a creature known for being sexy and irresistible, the system over. And all this fool could do was worship my butt. So I told him to just stroke his cock in the shower and keep thinking about it. And I left. I tailed off and went to my cabin again, and I slept. That day was strange. That night was fitful. I was wet, aching for sex. It's my biological imperative. Animal instinct. To fuck. And I suppose my kind have a little power to pull people to us. But I didn't force anyone to do anything. The longer my scent, my pheromones lingered in the ship, spooling through the air conditioning, the weirder things became. I thought I could find solace with Gunnar, a pretty young blonde woman. She had a photo in her cabin. I asked her about the man in it. Her husband. She was excited to see him. She never touched another man aboard, even as the only woman. She was tough and strong and beautiful. Like me. I thought perhaps a kindred spirit. I thought she wouldn't be mesmerized by me. She wouldn't lose her mind to my beauty and raw sexual energy. But she stopped talking back after a while. Her speech slurred a little at first. But soon she was simply eyeing me. Looking me up and down like I was a piece of meat. And she smiled. A predatory smile. She reached under her bunk and pulled out a box with a flogger and restraints in it. And I shouldn't have. I knew the effect it was having on the crew, but the men had left me so desperate to just feel something that I couldn't help following her lead. For a while, anyway. She seemed to forget everything we spoke about before, forgot her husband, forgot her duty. Forgot she shouldn't have been letting herself be affected by me. But we don't discriminate. Sex, gender, it means nothing to us. We just crave sex. And here she was, open to it, open to me. Holding leather restraints and looping them over a pipe in the ceiling. Strapping them around my wrists, I let her. I just wanted her. Was dripping with need. And I was held up, standing, but barely on my toes. Wrists locked together, pulled up. I let her touch me. I let her hands rove over me. She was an explorer, after all. A diviner of sensation. I let her nails pierce my skin, let the blood flow, and let her lick it up. You understand, I could have escaped any time, could have ripped at the bindings, or grasped her neck and my thighs, but I let her touch me as she desired. She did what came naturally to a woman. She enjoyed me. Kissed and licked me. Her lips pressed into my neck. Her teeth dug in. Her hand grasped. I felt one between my legs, another pinching my nipple. She was talented. She combined pain with pleasure. An exquisite torturer. And I watched her strip off her clothes and press her body to mine. Watched her lip quiver. Watched her wetness pour down her thigh. And she became more and more desperate to simply push against me. To feel my fur on her pale skin. To tangle her blonde hair around me. To be lost in the tangle of bodies and feel, just feel. I felt a tingle between my legs as she ran nails down my arms, bound above my head. I felt a surging jolt of pleasure as she moved her fingers deftly over my hips. And I watched her succumb to her animalistic need. I watched and felt as she began to rub her body on mine, pushing her bare chest against my fur, delighting in the sensation, the velvet of my body. She barely spoke, but I began to whisper. I told her she needed me, needed to make me feel good, to keep the sexual drive, to not let it fade, to lust uncontrollably. She began to quiver, to shudder. I watched her hand move between her own legs, her body still pressed to mine. Trapped, she assumed. Yet I think she was being trapped. Trapped by my scent, the powerful pheromones filling the air, the scent of sex wafting into her flaring nostrils, making her pupils dilate. Her fingers moved faster, and I asked her simply to tell me what was in her mind. And she told me she loved me. She blurted it like a confession she was hiding, keeping secret. And she blushed, and she giggled, and whatever facade of being powerful she had faded away abruptly. I told her to kiss my stomach, and she did. I felt her lips pressing me softly, and she moved down, until by me, simply obediently. I was still bound, but she had lost control. I let her inch her way down my body, her tongue darting out to taste me, my body on fire, needing her, needing that tongue to make its way to where it belonged, between my legs. And she grabbed me, grabbed my hips, and I rocked forward on my toes. I was losing my senses by then. Sheer arousal, need, pleasure calling to me. I had to have her. So I spoke again. I told her to love me, to show me her love. And she said, "I love you." And I knew she meant it. Finally, her mouth passed over my mons to the warm, wet valley awaiting her eager little mouth. And an announcement came on the ship's intercom calling me to the captain's quarters. She came to her senses somewhat, and I was still deeply lusting for pleasure. But she knew her duties at that point, and she pulled away. Let me down, told me to go, almost crying. She grabbed my wrist as I walked for the door and meekly said that she loved me again, and told me not to listen to the captain, and that only she should have me. And I looked at the photo of her husband and wondered if he would have enjoyed watching her display. So you see, I didn't do anything untoward, nothing that I wasn't supposed to. I only tell you this to prove that I am not a threat. I only bring pleasure. And I know the pheromones are floating in this system now too, as they did on the ship. Please don't let me distract you from the statement. You must know the truth, and you must be wondering what happened with the captain now. I walked into his private quarters, where a big bed lay in one space, and another, adjoined in an open plan, held a pair of armchairs, with a view out a large window, looking into the stars. I think I could see Mars, a distant red dot. He told me that was his trajectory. The reports were coming in across a system of creatures like me appearing in escape pods, being picked up by crews and seducing them. Which I told him was ridiculous. I had done nothing but be accosted by his crew. He listened to me explain what happened, just as you were. And I saw it. His cock throbbing in his formal trousers. His heart was beating fast. I could sense it. And my arousal was at fever pitch. I had lost all sense of decorum as a guest on his ship. He wanted me. I told him he wanted me. I told him he was under the spell of my pheromones. I told him he would be unable to resist me this close. I peeled off the jumpsuit and told him my naked body would turn him into an animal, mindless and lusting. And he tried to fight his urges for a moment. He steeled himself, and I stepped closer. I admit I took some initiative with him, but so many others had let me down, and I needed more. I needed to feel him inside me. This man, I had to. I was lost in my own desire. You need to understand, my kind, we must mate. We must have sex. We can't stop. We need as many partners as we can find. And we aren't really able to be denied for long. The appearance, the scent, we are our animal magnetism made flesh. We are the perfect machine of sexuality. A creature bred for breeding. And he had no choice. His body was already making the decisions. My scent clouded his mind and I ripped his clothes off. He happily allowed it. And I ran my paws down his chest. He was strong for a human. Attractive. His chest was hairy. Fur to match my own. I pushed him and pushed him back onto the bed. I climbed on top of him and I wasted no time. I rode him. He lay back and arched his back and pushed his cock deeper inside me, and I pressed in on his chest and leaned back myself, looking for maximum penetration. And he fucked me and I fucked him. I took my time. I slowed him down. I took perfect pleasure in every second I could feel him moving slowly in and out. His cock was mine to manipulate, and I was happy to bounce up and down on it. Like a horny, happy bunny. My mind was in a haze by then, a trance of my own. As empty-minded as he was, a dumb bunny fucking and fucking like nothing else mattered. And when he came, he screamed aloud, roared to the heavens, to the stars at sight. The same things the others said. I love you. And he was spent. He heaved and heaved and fell backward. And I wanted more, I needed more. I needed an orgasm. Or seven. I needed to be pleasured and pleased. I had him call all the others in so I could use them all. So I could use them all and be pleasured in every way I could imagine, with tongues and hands and cocks and pussy and legs and whatever. I wanted to feel them all over my fur. I wanted them to fuck me and pull on my ears. I wanted them to whimper beneath me and kiss my legs. I wanted to experience the gamut of sexual desire. And they came then. They all professed their love for me. Their eyes were practically glowing pink with love hearts in them. That was when things started to go wrong. That was when they got jealous. When they couldn't decide who would have me first. The security officer threw the first punch. The gunner attacked the doctor. They were so love drunk on my body, my pheromones, that they fell into a hideous orgy of violence. They didn't notice the distress beacons firing all over the system. More bunnies, looking for ships just like that one. Ships to take them deeper into human territory. They were too in love, fighting over me. And here I am, just a dumb bunny. Things became bloody and I put my jumpsuit back on and rushed to escape. But I still got some stains on it. The engineer tore a chunk off it off, trying to touch me. I left the room, sealed the door. I figured whoever emerged would help me to find safety. But no one did. I was in my cabin for hours, masturbating, waiting for it to end. And no one came. So I checked. And you know how they were found. I flew here. And you found me. And now you've heard the whole story, I wonder. How do you feel? Breathing my scent? Taking in my pheromones? Knowing what a sexual creature I am? How right now, more than anything, I want to feel your hands on me. Oh, I need it. Badly. It's been so long. I'm desperate. So I need to know. Do you love me?